Hi, and welcome back to Sweat and Saltwater, where we dive deep into the underwater world. I'm Amber. I'm a Marine Biology and Oceanography MSc graduate. So come and join me as we explore the ocean. So today we're going to be talking about cuttlefish body patterning and how to analyse that in a research type setting. So cuttlefish exhibit body patterning techniques, and they can actually represent different substrate types to camouflage themselves. Cuttlefish have various patterns that can be used in these situations. 13 body patterns have been identified, consisting of 34 chromatic, 6 textural, 8 postural, and 6 locomotion components in different combinations. Of the 13 patterns, 5 were identified as being able to be expressed stably. The 5 stable patterns are uniform, stipple, light mottle, dark mottle, and disruptive. These are often condensed into 3 types: uniform, mottle, disruptive. So, what influences a cuttlefish's body pattern? Visual cues have been shown to be the main factor which influence the production of body patterning. And tactile cues don't seem to play a role in the body patterning outlay. Disruptive patterning breaks up the body's outline, provides an effective camouflage from predators. Mottle patterns are small, light, dark patches distributed across the cuttlefish's body. So how do cuttlefishes change their body patterns? Well, the different body pattern components are controlled by 4 different structures within the cuttlefish: chromatophores, iridophores, leucophores, and skin muscles. These chromatophores and muscle control are well developed as soon as the cuttlefish hatch from the egg. The iridophores and leucophores develop later. The 4 structures that control the camouflage patterns control different aspects of it, make it possible for the cuttlefish to display a wide range of colours, patterns, and textures. Chromatophores are pigment-containing cells which are controlled by nerve impulses and radial muscles. Chromatophores only contain red, yellow, or brown pigments. To create a variety of colours, iridophores reflect different wavelengths of light, creating the different colours. The colours presented by the iridophores is dependent on the angle they are viewed from. Leucophores are cells which reflect light. In shallow water, they will reflect white, while deeper down, they will reflect blue-green light filtered down through the ocean. And these are used to create different patterns by providing a bright background, which intensifies the chromatophore pigments. The muscles are used to change the skin texture when creating patterns and by creating and deforming skin papillae. So how do you analyse the cuttlefish's body patterns? I start by taking a photo of the cuttlefish. I then use 3 methods: pixel grey variation, granularity spectra, and simple visual characterization. For the pixel analysis, I crop the images so they just show the cuttlefish and then convert it into an 8-bit image. Then I take a profile plot of the pixel grey value across the widest part of the cuttlefish's mantle. The variation in an image's grayscale can infer the spatial frequency of the image. If the grey value varies slowly across the profile, then it has a low spatial frequency, whereas if each pixel varies dramatically from one another, it has a high spatial frequency. In cuttlefish body patterns, uniform or stipple patterns will have little to no variation in pixel grey value, whereas mottle patterns have a high spatial frequency and disruptive patterns have a low spatial frequency. So the next analysis is granularity spectra. So I produce granularity spectra using a custom written script in MATLAB, and then I use the categorization which is listed in the scientific journal Barbosa et al. In 2008. Whereby disruptive patterns have the most power in the first and second granularity bands, whereas mottle has the highest energy in the third and fourth bands. Stipple patterns give the lowest amount of energy across all of the bands, of the granularity spectra. So the last analysis would just be simple visual and observational grading. So I do this using the 11 disruptive components outlined by Hanlon and Messenger in 1988, and using the method that several studies outline, Barbosa et al. 2007, for example. So of the 11 pattern components for each cuttlefish, each of the 11 components are graded from 0 to 3. 0, not expressed. 1, weakly expressed. 2, moderately expressed. And 3, strongly expressed. This gives each cuttlefish a disruptive score from 0 to 33. The higher the score, the more disruptive the pattern. So I'll just quickly list the 11 components that Hanlon and Messenger outline. So that is the white posterior triangle, it's labelled 1, the white square, 2, the white mantle bar, 3, the white head bar, 13, the white arm triangle, 14, the anterior transverse mantle line, 17, posterior transverse mantle line, 18, anterior mantle bar, 19, median mantle stripes, 22, anterior head bar, 29, paired mantle spots, 21. And for each of those components, you'll look, see if they're present, and grade them whether you think it's high or lowly expressed, and then just compare your scores between each cuttlefish and separate them from most disruptive to the lowest disruptive. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you join us again as we dive deeper into the underwater world.